French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that the European Union is preparing a new round of sanctions against Russia in the coming days, aimed at increasing pressure on the Kremlin to agree to an unconditional ceasefire in Ukraine. In a televised interview on Tuesday evening, Macron said the measures would target financial services and secondary oil sellers, coordinated with the United States. The announcement follows a high-profile visit by Macron and other European leaders to Kyiv, where they reinforced support for Ukraine and called for immediate peace talks. France is spearheading the 18th EU sanctions package, building on discussions between EU foreign ministers and the European Commission. French officials, including European Affairs Minister Jean-Noël Barrot, confirmed that the sanctions would escalate penalties on Russia's energy and finance sectors if President Vladimir Putin refuses to engage in serious negotiations. Barrow stressed that powerful and massive sanctions are ready if Moscow does not respond to peace overtures. EU leaders are demanding a 30-day ceasefire as a prerequisite for talks, with hopes pinned on a proposed summit in Istanbul involving Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and possibly US President Donald Trump. Despite internal debate, Macron reiterated his opposition to seizing 200 billion euros in frozen Russian assets, citing the absence of a legal framework. However, EU ministers continue to support keeping the assets frozen until Russia halts aggression and agrees to pay reparations. The next EU foreign ministers' meeting, scheduled for 20 May in Brussels, is expected to finalize the sanctions package. Macron also used the opportunity to hint at future nuclear deterrent discussions within Europe, as uncertainty grows over US commitment to NATO under President Trump.